4. These provisions empower the Commission to prepare national development plans, monitor and evaluate the performance of government programs, and provide informed advice to the President and Parliament through rigorous research and policy analysis. This is a significant mandate that demands broad consultation and active engagement with citizens across all sectors of society. Over the years, the Commission has upheld this responsibility, and I trust that under your leadership, it will continue to do so with renewed diligence, integrity, and commitment. Article 36(5) of the Constitution enjoins the President to present a coordinated program of economic and social development policies to Parliament within 2 years of assuming office. Since 1994, this task has been carried out in close collaboration with the Commission. And I'm pleased to note that preparations are underway for my administration's next coordinated program. My office stands ready to support this important process, as the program will reflect not only the vision and policy priorities of this government, but also the collective aspirations of the Ghanaian people. This coordinated program will also be the foundation for the following medium-term national development policy framework, as has been the practice. This framework will guide the operations of ministries, departments, agencies, and metropolitan, municipal, and district assemblies over the next 4 years. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, permit me to briefly address an issue of growing national interest, and that is the urgent call for a long-term national development plan. Ghanaians increasingly demand a stable and predictable path for national development that transcends our electoral cycles and partisan politics. Here I'm reminded of the words of Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in his visionary 7-year development plan, and he stated, "The economic policies will lack direction and consistency unless they are firmly related to a clear vision of the structure of the economy towards which we are moving. It is only in the longer view," he said, "longer view, that it is rational to project any really radical transformation of our economic system." And he goes on to say, "In the very short period, we remain prisoners of our past." And so there already Nkrumah was projecting that we should have a longer view of our path of development. Indeed, nearly 70 years after independence, our economy continues to rely heavily on a narrow range of primary commodities with limited diversification and value addition. This reality reflects the persistence of structural constraints that continue to hold us back, proof that in many respects, we remain, as Nkrumah said, prisoners of our past. Since the completion of the 40-year National Development Plan in 2017, under the leadership of Dr. Ni Mwe Thompson, who now returns to chair the commission, other frameworks with similar long-term ambitions have emerged. Notable among these are the Ghana Beyond Aid Charter, the Ghana at 100 Long-Term Development Framework, and the Vision 2057 Perspective Framework. I urge the Commission to consolidate all these various efforts into a coherent, inclusive, and forward-looking national development plan. This must be done in close collaboration and consultation with Parliament and the people's representatives to ensure that the final plan reflects a broad national consensus and is subject to regular review in response to evolving domestic and global challenges. The task before you is immense, but I'm confident in your collective expertise, experience, and commitment. Let us work together to deliver a development plan that charts a bold and transformative path for our dear nation, Ghana, and one that will guide future generations and liberate us from the limitations of our past. I congratulate you on your appointments, and I wish you success in your work ahead and may your work be fruitful to guide Ghana into a future of immeasurable possibilities. I thank you, and may God bless our homeland, Ghana.
Please, we can do better. A round of applause for His Excellency the President. Thank you, Mr.